This is Akashvani, the news read by Indu Chuku. Prime Minister Narendra Modi called upon the tech-savvy youth to save the elderly from the risk of cyber fraud and reiterated that there is no provision of digital arrest in the government. Addressing the 160th episode of Mann Ki Baat, Prime Minister stressed that the elderly are the most common victims of such crimes and it is everyone's responsibility to keep them from cyber fraud. Prime Minister cited a couple of youth who are working selflessly for the society and are motivating others as well. Mr. Modi announced that on the 162nd birth anniversary of Swami Vivekananda next year, Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue will be held in Delhi. The country celebrates Youth Day on 12th January every year to mark Swami Vivekananda's birth anniversary. 2,000 such youth selected from villages, blocks, districts and states will gather at Bharat Mandapam for the dialogue. In Jharkhand, newly elected MLAs of India Block will meet this afternoon in Ranchi today to elect the leader. The meeting has been convened at official residence of Chief Minister Hemant Soren. Newly elected legislatures of JMM, Congress, RJD and CPI-ML will attend the meeting. Newly elected legislatures of JMM, Congress, RJD and CPM will be meeting. Hemant Soren is said to be elected leader of India Bloc Legislature Party. After his election as leader, Hemant Soren is scheduled to meet Governor Santosh Gangar at 4 p.m. and will stake the claim to form a new government in the state. In 81-member assembly, India Bloc secured 56 seats. On the other hand, the BJP-led NDA won 24 seats. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said that the government is ready to discuss any issue during the winter session of the parliament beginning tomorrow. Talking to reporters after the all-party meeting convened by the government in New Delhi, Mr. Rijiju urged opposition parties to ensure smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha during this session. The all-party meeting was presided over by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh. The winter session will commence tomorrow and will continue till 20th of December. However, there will be no sitting of Parliament on 26th of November on account of the commemoration of Constitution Day. In Maharashtra, activities for the government formation is gradually picking up pace. The Mahayuti of BJP, Shiv Sena and the NCP won with a landslide victory. Hectic parleys are underway in their respective party folds. Senior BJP leader yesterday stated that before deciding the name of the new chief minister, the legislative party meetings of all three parties will take place separately. A meeting of the Nationalist Congress Party leaders is underway at the residence of Party Chief Ajit Pawar. BJP Maharashtra Chief Chandrasekhar Bavankule also chaired a meeting in Mumbai with party leaders. Shiv Sena Legislative Party is also going to hold a meeting later in the day. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will undertake a three-day visit to Italy beginning today. He will travel to Fiji to participate in the outreach session of the G7 Foreign Ministers meeting where India has been invited as a guest country. He is also expected to meet the counterparts from Italy and other participating nations in the G7 related engagements and hold bilateral discussions during the visit. Bhutanese Prime Minister Shirin Tobgay will arrive in New Delhi today on a three-day visit to India. He will take part in a program in Delhi tomorrow and depart on Tuesday afternoon. At the 55th International Film Festival of India, the results of Creative Minds of Tomorrow were announced today. The film Gullu by Team Green won the first film award which also got the team a cash award of 5 lakh rupees. Puspendra Kumar from the same film won the Best Actor. Visakha Nayak of the film titled Love Flicks Subscription received the Best Actress Award. Speaking to Akashvani, Puspendra described CMOT as a truly great experience. He also expressed gratitude to IFFI for supporting a young filmmakers in completing their short films on time. A selected group of 100 young participants chosen for the contest was divided into 5 teams of 20 members each. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.